A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You're on Team Human, Conscious Intervention in the Machine. Here's a preview of some bonus content for our supporting teammates. A conversation with me and artist Michael Oeming on the release of our 2016 graphic novel, Alistair and Adolf. We were appearing on the overnight conspiracy and paranormal radio show Fade to Black with Jimmy Church. And while we spoke, the Amazon rank of the book went up from like 50,000 to 40-something. I mean, like 40. And by morning, the book was sold out. The comic distribution industry being the strange place that it is, the book wasn't ever really available again after that. Until now. Dark Horse has finally released Alistair and Adolf in a new paperback edition, probably because the book just seems so much more relevant for the digital propaganda wars in which we're enmeshed, as well as for the way we identified the occult strains driving this activity. So, in celebration of the new paperback, here's my November 1st, 2016 appearance with Michael Oeming on Jimmy Church's Fade to Black. You can listen to the whole thing by becoming a supporting teammate at teamhuman.fm, clicking on support, or going to patreon.com/teamhuman. You can hear more episodes of Jimmy Church's Fade to Black through the TalkStream Live app, TuneIn, or Spreaker.
And the way that, again, I'm going to use your words here, the way that it's framed here is Crowley fights, or wants to, I should say, Hitler, not with physical weapons. I want to word this right. Am I right in saying it like that?
Yeah, that, you know, Crowley was involved in this is just true. He was involved in a British intelligence operation to fight Hitler with magic, you know, and it's really complicated because who believes in magic there and who doesn't, you know, and the question is really whether Crowley was doing magic, or whether he was just psyching Hitler out. In other words, if Hitler believes in magic, can you just do things that then freak him out to the point where, you know, where he's more vulnerable.
And wasn't he actually planning some of his war strategies around astrology and occult, you know, symbols? Yeah. And like where the moon was going and all that stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was around 1935 that Himmler, he took control of something called the Office of Ancestral Research, which was really the SS Occult Bureau. And he created something instead called the Witchcraft Special Commission. And the idea was that they would recover the lost wisdom of the German folk, you know. And Goebbels formed this special section to exploit astrology and metaphysics and occultism, originally because they thought that the Americans and the English believed in astrology and metaphysics and occultism, and that if Americans and British thought, oh no, the Germans are using this stuff, that it would freak us out. But indeed, Hitler and his used Hess, actually, Rudolf Hess a bit, but he used occultists and star charts to plan his military strategies. So what Crowley got the great idea, Crowley actually and Ian Fleming, the guy who wrote the James Bond stories, they got the idea about what if we created false star charts and sent them through the people that we know to Hitler, so that Hitler will now be making his war decisions based on star charts that we gave him. So they would know what dates he's going to do things and what kinds of strategies he's going to take.
Genius.
Yeah, it's clever.
Genius.
It's clever, but it's really, it's one of the first kind of examples of what the way corporate espionage works now, where you give the other guy fake plans, or, you know, you replace Toyota's battery plant with something else, you know, in GM, haha, we got 6 months on them. You know, it's that kind of work. But yeah, but Hitler was definitely a believer in magic. It's just that his magic, as I try to point out in the book, is a real black magic. You know, Crowley was fascinated with Hitler. You know, when he met him a bunch of times, and he has these great quotes. You know, I put him in the book. He says, you know, I've never met someone so demonic as Herr Hitler. You know, why do you think I spend so much time with him? And when he bade me, I can tell you only the universe can prevail against Hitler. But the universe, meaning God, doesn't seem to be interested. You know, so he was very interested in him. But Crowley's magic, I believe, you know, Crowley was not a black magician. He always argued that he didn't do black magic. He did, you know, white magic or sigil magic, where Hitler, you know, charged his sigils very differently from the way a chaos magician might today. You know, chaos magician now might, you know, masturbate or meditate or write poetry or, you know, use letters and move them around. You know, Hitler charged his sigil, which was the Nazi swastika. He charged his sigil by burning people. You know, it was that's what the camps were about. It made no logistical public relations sense for the Nazis to be burning all these people. But it made sense to Hitler when he was thinking of it in terms of trying to charge his sigil with magic energy, with magic power. You know, and that was the sort of the sigil magic that Crowley wanted to break. You know, so it was Crowley who came up with the famous Vias for Victory sign, that he got it all the way to Winston Churchill through Fleming. And he used the sign, because the idea was that sign, I mean, that V sign, you know, is the female and the moon. And it was all these ideas were really packed into that Vias for Victory idea. And he wrote these poems and created these very strange symbols that, you know, were supposed to embody the magic of that. And when it came time, he didn't want anyone to know it was him who did it, because he thought it would undermine the credibility of the sign with the British people if they knew it came from him rather than from Churchill himself. So, you know, for all of the talk of Crowley being this, you know, huge egomaniac, he was actually, you know, working for the crown very anonymously.
The other thing for me is probably a more dangerous element of this is that Hitler believed it. Whether it was effective or real, it doesn't matter. He believed in magic, and that's why he was sending, you know, his people out around the world looking for these, you know, biblical artifacts or, you know, the Ark or whatever it was. But that symbolism coming back would make, you know, just like any team, rah-rah team, stronger, because the belief is there. And that's the more frightening thing for me.
Well, exactly. I mean, you really can't, it's very, very hard to prove magic working on that magical level, but it's really easy to prove magic working as a psych out.
That's, you know, right. Exactly.
That was a brief clip from our bonus content this week, Michael Oeming and I discussing Alistair and Adolf on Fade to Black with Jimmy Church, November 2016. If you want to hear the whole conversation, just become a supporting teammate at any level for as little as $2 a month to get access to our new Team Human Teammate feed.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.